the Jungian attitude, as we understand it, is really living a meaningful life that leads towards wholeness and healing. And to lead that life, we really have to observe the complementary and the compensatory relationship between our consciousness and our unconscious. Today we're going to talk about a neurotic state. And we're not going to talk about it in terms of something totally negative, because Jung does not see neuroses as a totally negative entity. And this is what one of the things we'll be discussing. Let me give you a quick outline of what I would like to share with you today. First, after talking about the opposites, which are really at the very center of Jungian psychology, I want to tell you two stories. One story is about a young Swiss man who discovered what a neurosis was. The second story has to do with a young Chicagoan who discovered what an ecclesiogenic neurosis was. Then we're going to talk about how Jung, as opposed to others, and maybe with others, saw neurosis. Then, to try to examine some of the ways in which organized religion can foster and further the state of imbalance and pain, which we call neurosis. And we're going to do that by talking a bit about the work of Fritz Kunkel and also the work of John Sanford, and talking about how religion can really bottleneck someone in an egocentric state. Secondly, I want to talk about the role of psychic energy, and especially typology, as a way of understanding how organized religion can help us or hurt us. How organized religion can free us from our neurosis or make us even more neurotic than we already are. Then I would like to show you a documentary. Only takes 28 minutes. The title of the documentary is Between Two Worlds, the story of the Hmong shaman in America. The Hmong people, as you know, came from Laos after the Vietnam conflict. And this is a story of what I would consider the genesis of an ecclesiogenic neurosis. You'll see it happen right here on the screen. After the film, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss what we've seen in terms of the function of religion, or what Jung called man's religious function. And we're going to give meaningful attention, if we can, to the role of myth and ritual in our own lives. So that's kind of where we're going. And in the army, they used to say, tell them what you're going to tell them, and get the hell out of there. And so I've just told you what I would like to share with you.